You may have seen pictures of two local men that went viral, a barber giving a man a haircut on the sidewalk because the shop wasn't accessible by wheelchair. But as WXXI's Veronica Volk reports, since the story went national, it's raised questions about how people with disabilities are portrayed in the media.
Okay, so I'll just start by asking you, when did you realize you needed a haircut?
About 5 minutes before I went get a haircut.
Devin Hamilton is 30 years old. He's an engineer working in Webster, and he has cerebral palsy, so he can be hard to understand sometimes. He just said he decided to get the cut about 45 minutes before he got one. Devin works a few blocks from Joe's upscale barber shop, so he rode his wheelchair over there. But when he got there, he didn't see a ramp.
I called and I said, "Do you take walk-ins?"
He called and said, "Do you take walk-ins?" The barbershop does indeed take walk-ins, but only if you can make it up the 4 steps from the sidewalk.
So I asked if they could give me a haircut outside.
So he asked if they would give him a haircut outside.
And that's how it happened.
Now, one thing you have to know about Devin, this is not his first outdoor haircut. He grew up on a farm, getting his haircut outside because it was easier to clean everything up. When he got to the shop that day, Devin happened to meet this guy.
Hi, my name is Victor Burgos, and I'm a barber.
One thing to know about Victor is this wasn't his first outdoor haircut either. When he was 17, he'd give his family haircuts at barbecues. He does them in basements, garages, back porches, you name it.
Right away, I was just like, well, thank God my cordless clippers and stuff stay charged. I keep everything nice and, you know, ready to go. I'll even have a barber chair in the back of my car in case we have to do it right in the parking lot.
So the guy who grew up getting his hair cut outside on a farm meets the barber with portable clippers and a chair in his car. Victor says he gave Devin the full experience right there on the sidewalk, a cut and a straight razor shave. Devin says he was happy with it, and the two agreed to try to work out a deal where Devin could get his hair cut from Victor again, even if he couldn't get into the shop. And that might have been the end of it. But it was not.
I knew someone was going to take a picture. I just didn't know that it would turn into all this.
When did you first realize that it had gone viral?
The owner of the store, Joe Cocoza, posted a few pictures of the haircut on Facebook.
I just wanted to give a good shout out to Victor and, show people that we care.
Joe's post read in part, "I couldn't be happier when I was told this story." And neither, it seems, could the internet. The post got a couple likes, then a couple hundred, then a couple thousand, and that's when the craziness really started.
Well, this is something to warm your heart on this rather chilly day.
Yes. A barbershop, a cut above the rest.
It all began when a disabled customer showed up at his door.
Instead of turning the customer away, the barbershop actually came to him.
A customer with special needs showed up looking to get a haircut, but he had no way of getting inside. Instead of turning the customer away, the barbershop came to him.
This is Erica Jones. She's an advocate for the Center for Disability Rights, and she's reading a Facebook post from a local news organization.
There's two problems with that. A, he shouldn't have been forced to do that. And B, the term special needs is incredibly offensive to our community.
Right away, Erica says she was offended by the framing of the story.
Could you read that comment that you posted? Sure. My first post was, "Seriously, this isn't a feel-good story. His place isn't accessible to disabled people, so now, if we want to get a cut, we have to sit in the sidewalk and get gawked at."
Erica's post got some negative responses.
Well, one of my favorites is a woman who just said, "Shut up, and you were a jerk for ruining this feel-good story. Get over yourself." At that point, I feel like they didn't realize that I was a person with a disability commenting on this story and that this is a personal thing for me as well.
Erica doesn't just advocate for accessibility for a living, it's part of her daily life. And the story seemed to glorify a business that, in her opinion, wasn't doing enough to accommodate people in wheelchairs. Joe says it's his landlord's responsibility to make their building more accessible.
I would love for as many type of people to come in my shop as I can get in my shop. So, obviously I want handicap accessibility. It doesn't make sense for me not to want it.
We were unable to reach the building owner for this story. But there's another reason why the narrative bothered Erica.
So this was not just a typical story. This was what we call inspiration porn, which is any story that is showing something that's not particularly that special about how an able-bodied person is helping or assisting in some way a disabled person.
Not only does this narrative distract from a lack of accessibility in the community, Erica says, it perpetuates harmful stereotypes about people with disabilities by saying, look how brave this person is for living their life despite their disability. Joe says that was not his intention when he posted the pictures. And Devin says he wasn't uncomfortable being somewhat of a spectacle. He says being on a farm taught him he'd always have to find a workaround, and he's happy to teach people about CP.
Do you ever, like, not want to be, like, the spokesperson for CP, though? Like, do you ever get tired of it?
Not really. I mean, because it's just my personality.
Not really, he says. That's just his personality. And it's also his business. Devin is the president of a company called RapAdapt. He designs adaptive technology like custom ramps. He works with individuals and businesses to make all kinds of spaces more accessible. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.
This story was produced by WXXI's Inclusion Desk, focusing on disabilities and inclusion. More stories at WXXINews.org.